As we've heard, Patrick Henry Gelati will be tracked by a global positioning satellite. He'll have a monitoring device attached to his ankle. This is yet another application of GPS technology, which seems to be advancing on all fronts around us. Sam Wormley is a research scientist at Iowa State University and works with GPS. Sam Wormley, first of all, how actually would the GPS system work in tracking Mr. Gelati, assuming that it works?
It's important to understand, Robert, that there are two technologies involved here. One is the GPS receiver itself, which is a passive device. It receives signals from a constellation of satellites in orbit around the Earth and computes its position, time, and velocity. This device also must have a transmitter to be able to transmit the location information back to a monitoring station.
And using all that, one would both be able to determine where Mr. Gelati is at any given moment? Could they also determine where he was at any given moment?
Yes, they could certainly make a record of the position as a function of time, and therefore trace his whole set of movements.
Well, that's an application of GPS for law enforcement.
Yes.
We see commercials at least all the time. In some cases, some of us have experienced real-life GPS systems in cars that help people from getting lost, presumably. Other applications?
We'll probably see GPS moving into the aircraft monitoring and control phase of the nation's air corridors. That should be able to improve safety and control of aircraft. I have a colleague here at Iowa State University who plans to use this technology to map and record for all time the actual tread of Lewis and Clark crossing the Bitterroot Mountains.
About how many GPS receivers are being manufactured nowadays?
Probably 4 million or more, and that would be both military and civilian receivers.
4 million a year?
Yes.
By one particular company or many different companies?
Well, there are several hundred GPS manufacturers. Consumers probably only know of three or four: Magellan, Garmin, and Lorenz.
One of the odder uses of GPS, it seems, is on some golf carts, and some rather fancy golf courses. You can see exactly where you are on the fairway, or more likely off the fairway, I guess, by looking at your GPS display on the golf cart.
Yes, I've heard about that, and that's probably something that benefits a lot of people in terms of practice, but I doubt would ever be allowed during competition.
That's what caddies are for, actually,
right,
during competition. Any other odd uses of GPS that you're familiar with?
There's a new phenomenon that's springing up over the country called geocaching, where people put a container somewhere at a hidden location of some goodies and maybe some sort of a log and report what the coordinates are, and then people use their GPS receivers to go find those. And they may take something and contribute something to the location.
I mean, kind of a long-distance scavenger hunt, if
yes,
so, using the global positioning satellite system.
That's correct.
How expensive are these units?
A typical consumer-level GPS receiver is on the order of $200 and often includes a mapping capability right in the unit.
A mapping unit right in the unit, not requiring a laptop computer, say, to be attached to it?
That's right. Most of the consumer-level GPS receivers have built-in mapping databases and display an LCD display of your current location and surrounding features.
Are you at all concerned about the future compromises of privacy of someday when people are all trackable individuals or in vehicles that are trackable because of this technology?
Not really. If you have a receiver, it's a passive device. Only you know where you are. And the only way somebody else could know where you are with this thing is if that information was somehow transmitted. So it would take quite a bit of technology to actually have it be a tracking instrument as opposed to one that's just a navigational tool.
Well, Mr. Wormley, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Robert.
Sam Wormley, research scientist at Iowa State University, spoke to us from his office in Ames, Iowa.